This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's 4 o'clock on the number one sports talk show for your drive home.
So you know what my mother-in-law says to me?
So have you broken in every room in the house yet?
What?
I go, well, you know your daughter. No, we've only broken in one room in this house. I tell this to Chuckery. Where's that going to go? I was going to tell you when you were off there.
Ask Bo Bach about all the rooms that he participated in. Chuckery would have lit up like a Christmas tree.
You know what? Let's get to the top three. Oh, my. Let's
This is Dukes and Bell
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Oh, my goodness. I got some more information on this whole John Freaky thing. It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to get to the dogs. We're going to talk more about what's going on with Trae Young. As a matter of fact, Chris just said, and I didn't see it, but Chris said Trae was on The Jump, which is that ESPN show. I guess maybe, is it ESPN too, Chris? I'm not sure. Mm-hmm.
That's the main mothership, Carl.
So my thought is, so Trae, you're fine then. You going on talk shows? So I guess they asked him, Mike, if he had his MRI. He was on there about 30 minutes ago, and he was like, no, I hadn't had it yet. So I guess Trae is okay. Now, look,
well, I mean,
I'm being
no disrespect if he's already scheduled for an interview. He was up in New York, but let's get the freaking MRI so we know what
saying.
We're doing here.
I'm like, right. Come on. So hopefully we'll have an update here between now and the end of the show. But everybody last night was just happy that the x-rays were negative. If you missed it, Hawks were winning the game. And when Trae goes down with that ankle sprain, it changed the course of the game. We had a chance in overtime, weren't able to execute, so we'll dive back into that. Braves off day today, but a good win in New York last night as well. All right, Mike, real quick, I got to talk about this because this is gonna get interesting. Oren, who produces the morning show, he's right. The guy who produces you guys here, Oren, in the morning. Oren says, guys, here's the deal. He says they work together. Mike's right at CNN. Okay. He was an anchor. Katie Couric was a producer-writer. We're talking about John Fricke, our morning guy. Right. If you're wondering what we're talking about here, he told a story and basically that he turned Katie Couric down. So the rumor is that
she was hot to trot, but I was committed. I was committed to somebody else.
The rumor is that she was too short for him.
Wow.
She was too short for him. Now, listen, we all have our preferences, okay?
Guess,
whatever that is.
So.
But then it goes on, and Oren, thank you, man. I appreciate you filling in the blanks here. And guys are hitting us up, too, saying, dude, we need more information. The backstory is that one of her girlfriends at CNN suggested they go out because apparently she liked Fricky. And Fricky went, nah, I'm good. Do you believe it?
I guess everyone's got their type, right?
Yeah, man. I mean, I'm not tripping on it that you know, he turned her down. I know because you think, oh, Katie Couric, and I said earlier, joking around, he gave up that Today money. But they were young. Apparently, they were both at CNN when they were, like, in their early 20s.
They were young. They were innocent.
So, early 20s. Yeah,
Meanwhile, I got a friend of mine in Washington, D.C., who apparently shot his shot with Katie Couric. He didn't have some issues. But, again, that's private information.
Is this when she was in New York?
No, she was in D.C. as a reporter.
Oh, okay.
And I remember her I said earlier as a kid when she was on Channel 10 in South Florida before she got the national gig. But look, so was Fricky already in love, and that's why with his loving wife, and that's why he didn't want to talk about it because of some crossover.
Not at this age, Mike. I mean, this is like you and I talking about old flings. I mean, who cares?
Yeah, our wives handle those conversations so well.
Who cares though? honestly, my wife
My wife gets so freaking jealous of that stuff. It's okay. I'm not even going to go.
Let me ask you, and everybody's different, but I got to ask guys that are listening, and you can just text us, let us know, all right? 404-741-0929. When you bring up past relationships or things about your life, right? And here's the thing. All women, in my experience, all women want to know. This is what's crazy. I haven't met a woman yet that goes, you know what? I don't know anything about your past. It doesn't matter. And then all of a sudden it matters because they want to know. So all the women that always say, I don't care what happened in the past, it's the past. And then they want to know. And then you tell them because you're being honest and you're like, hey, I really dig you. So here's what happened. And then when you bring it up years later, right, how do they act? I mean, seriously, it's not like it's a story that I'm sure John Fricke's wife doesn't know. They've been happily married. Who cares? But I think because it was Katie Kirk and maybe she's famous, I don't know, Mike, but who cares?
I don't know. I mean, I dated a girl who dated was dating an NFL quarterback, starting NFL quarterback back in the day. I mean, past to me is the past. I dated a girl when I first moved here. She had dated a quarterback at Tennessee. You know, she was a Vols cheerleader. So, I mean, but again, it's the past. I mean, for crying out loud. That's why you should never get on Facebook for you guys at home. Just stay away from that stuff. But
she's the past.
It's the past. You know, and you and I, we've lived our lives. You understand, Fricke was a hot television star guy. Fricke still is. This guy, Fricke exudes dynamic sexual energy. Why do you not understand this?
I didn't understand name changes. That was nigh.
I mean, this is why.
Sexual energy.
I've said this before on the radio.
Sexual energy.
I've never met a guy in radio who didn't have a hot wife, right? We all have hot wives. We got personality. One way, whether you like us, you think we're a bunch of idiots, or we're full of hot air, we can rap with chicks. That's why we're on the radio.
Yeah, I do agree with that. I mean, no, I do. There's an element to that, Chris. I will say that. I mean, I've seen a lot of ugly dudes in this business.
If you don't have confidence, it's like the line from Moneyball. If you don't have self-confidence, I mean, that's you. But for the most part, I mean, look, go back and look at Fricke in the 80s. Do you not understand this man? Carl.
Maybe we need to stop right now.
Carl, college football only had a top 20. You understand this? College football only had a top 20. And he said he went to the... He went to the producers.
Along.
He went to USA Today and CNN. He said, men, let's add five. Top 25. You don't have that without Fricke. He put that together.
Put five on it.
John Fricke. Grand Rising Electra. How's everybody
Grand
doing?
Rising.
Like the guy with 8-minute abs. Yeah. Not nine minutes, 8-minute abs, Carl. No.
Oh, all right, man. We love them. Make sure you listen in the morning. It's just a funny, fascinating story. And when you hear it, you know, that's one of those things like you're at a party. Yeah, so that time Katie Kirk tried to hit, and you go, pfft. But they did work together, and I totally think it's true that it happened that way. All right, with that, man, let's talk some dogs.
Dukes and Bell on the sidelines with the dogs.
Oren, he's going to hate you tomorrow, by the way. Appreciate you, bro.
Oren is our mole. He's our mole. Thanks for the intel.
But I just wanted to hear the story. That's all. It's not that big of a deal. And by the way, if John Fricke's wife is upset, call us.
Please do.
Call us.
Set this straight.
And by the way, can I just vent one more thing? Women, it's over. It's been done.
I told you we're renting the house down on the beach in Indian Rocks down in Tampa, like for the summer, 4th of July week. And an ex-girlfriend of mine on Facebook said, they live in Tampa. Like, it'd be so great if we could all get together. I go, yes. I go, that's okay. You understand. This is never, ever, ever going to happen unless you want to see my wife jump over a table and choke you out.
Bust
okay.
That home run egg.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not happening.
Bust that home.
Two things. Becky wants me speaking. You got to understand this, Carl. Becky wants three things. She likes me fat
that
and undesirable.
Gold, Chris. That was gold.
And if you missed it earlier, that's breaking that home run egg. Becky wants me fat and undesirable and speaking to
no one.
Ever.
Exactly. All right. I know we're all over the place. It's the funniest thing to me. And then, it brings up that whole relationship thing. I don't care what you did in the past. It doesn't matter. You want to talk about her? Why are you talking about her? It was 20 years ago.
Carl played football at Texas.
Are you
I've seen the pictures. Dude, by the way, why don't you post some of that stuff you in the old days in a tight jeans and a cowboy hat? I'm telling you, that stuff is gold, man.
Let me mean, how did you think I pulled those chicks? All right, let's talk about the Georgia Bulldogs.
Let me say that again.
Hines Ward is going to join the FAU coaching staff. Now, we're big fans of Hines. Hines, what's going on?
That's why we mentioned him with Peter King yesterday. I mean, the stuff joking around about, what about Julian Edelman in the Football Hall of Fame? There's like Hines Ward and then about three dozen other guys. We love Hines. I mean, that to me, he's everything you want in a wide receiver. Physicality, playmaker, the guy's a leader, just a good dude, man.
One of the best blockers, too, right. By the way. Was not afraid to get dirty in there. But obviously, you guys know, former Steeler. Play with a friend of mine, former partner, and Cordell Stewart. I mean, Hines is one of the best, but he's joining the FAU staff. And so, Mike, you look at this, and that's former
Georgia
State.
I mean, Georgia wouldn't have any room for another assistant, right? I mean, they had to create sort of a shadow spot for Muschamp to get him in there, to be honest. I mean, he's not like he didn't want – I presume we've talked about it with Hines last time he was on with us about coaching at UGA.
Yeah, the analyst spot is what Muschamp – that his official title. But, you know, all those staffs have it. My point about this is – he's set to join Florida Athletics coaching staff. That's Taggart, by the way. All right, Willie Taggart's there. And so, you know, when you look at this, this guy was a two-time Super Bowl champion with the Steelers, four-time Pro Bowler. He did coach with the Jets in 2019. You may or may not remember. And then remained there in 2020. But, Mike, he's slowly but surely working his way up. And I want to say last time we talked to him on the air with an audience was a couple of years ago. We were talking about the Super Bowl or something, and he came on. But Hines is a great dude, man. We wish him nothing but the best. But there's a dog connection there. And, Mike, I only bring that up to say as he works his way up, you know, you talk about where he may end up, and maybe he ends up in Athens.
It's just so cool that you got guys. And again, for years, I think you and I, we talked about this a few years ago. There was no money in coaching. For guys that have banked in the NFL, why do you want to deal with that? Especially, like, I mean, I love it. I think Deion Sanders ultimately has designs on getting to a higher profile program. He really seems to have his heart in it. It's a great story what's going on at Jackson State. We just talked about Eddie George doing his thing up in Tennessee. That's cool stuff. But, you know, I mean, there's also how many times we've had on this conversation, guys who know offensive football and eventually at some point getting a chance to help that, you know, that pipeline, which is the only way that leads to being a head coach in the NFL, save for a few exceptions, is by coaching offense.
Yeah. And you're right. Guys that have made decent money, it is. You got to want to love to do it, right? You got to really want to
do it. In some cases, wait till your kids have grown up or whatever. I mean, there's other guys have a life. And if you've banked a few, you know, numbers with commas in it, you get to kind of choose what you want to do, right?
No doubt about it. Hey, Dog Report got, by the way, brought to you by our friends at BrightBox.
BrightBoxElectrical.com. If you're looking for the ultimate man cave, they got it all, man. They've also got generators, so you always have some juice. Go to BrightBoxElectrical.com. One nugget real quick, Carl. You and I have talked so much. There's literally thousands of guys in the transfer portal now between college basketball and football.
Yeah.
Just real quick, we think we like what Georgia has a wide receiver, but the names Trey Burks and Mike Woods, if you're not familiar with them, 7 and 5 touchdowns, 12 combined. They're transferring out of Arkansas. They're in the portal. Something about a new coach, they say it's got nothing to do, nothing but love. They've been linked to South Carolina, but there's two pretty good receivers in the SEC that are out there on the float right now.
All right, guys, good information there, Mike. You want to know if the Jets are serious about taking Wilson at quarterback? We're going to talk to John Jastrzemski. Coming up, he's the host of the New York podcast for The Ringer. He will tell us what the Jets are thinking because, again, is this all a smokescreen? We'll also ask him about what he thought about the Braves Yankees because he covers the Yankees as well. He joins us next on Dukes and Bell.
This is Jim Rome with an Odyssey Sports Minute sponsored by NetSuite by Oracle. Receive your free product tour right now at netsuite.com/golf. Philadelphia Eagles head coach Nick Sirianni was at it again yesterday. Who will ever forget that opening presser? I'm going to let him slide on that. However, he then chased that by meeting with the media yesterday to talk about how he's evaluating draft prospects. He said they have a number of different approaches. However, he wants to get a sense of how competitive they are. And the way he does that over a Zoom call is by getting them to play rock, paper, scissors. Rock, paper, scissors. You played rock, paper, scissors with guys over Zoom as an NFL head coach, guys that you're looking to draft. We could look at the tape and have them break down plays, or we could just play marbles or jacks. That might be one of the dumbest things I've ever heard. I'm Jim Rome.
We'll start calling him Katie. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's find out what's going on with the New York Football Jets. All right. Our man up there, John Jastrzemski, He is the host of New York podcast for The Ringer, here to talk with us about the Jets, because we're all wondering, are they seriously going to take Wilson? We'll also ask him about the Yankees Braves. But, John, good to have you on the show, man. Welcome in. It's Dukes and Bell. So Mike and I were talking about this. Is this all a smokescreen? Are you buy in that they're going the kid from BYU?
I think it's an absolute lock, fellas. First of all, it's a pleasure to be on. I hope all is well. I'd be stunned if we're sitting here next Thursday and we're talking about Justin Fields or we're talking about Mac Jones. I mean, every report known to man, I don't think it's a smokescreen. I think it's just an absolute lock. You're going to see Zach Wilson. I think they like his charisma. I think they like his chutzpah. I think they like the fact that he has the sort of personality that can take on New York. Whether he's going to be a big-time quarterback in the NFL, I have no idea, guys. But Zach Wilson is going to be the pick until.
All right. I mean, we've talked about it. We felt that Fields has got more of an upside. You don't have to play at a big school to be a star in the NFL. We all know that, John. But we had a chance to have Matt LaFleur here. He was a quarterback's coach. His brother, Robert Saleh, is just raving about it. What is this offense going to look like with the new OC?
You know, it's the million-dollar question because, look, you think about a new coaching staff and you think about a new coordinator until you see that plan in action.
Right.
You know, it's a wait and see type of game. However, because of what you've seen from Kyle Shanahan and his offense for years with you guys in Atlanta and now with the San Francisco 49ers over the last couple of years, my guess would be we're going to see an offense that is similar to that. And I know you guys don't want to go over the final couple minutes and what happened in that Super Bowl against the New England Patriots.
Nope.
That all being said, no, I'm not even going to do it. I'm sorry I even brought it up. But for the most part, Kyle Shanahan has run competent, solid type of offenses. So all in all, to me, if that is going to be the sort of offense the Jets get themselves into, I think it's a good thing for the franchise.
John, so there's been a lot of dysfunction there with the Jets. How are people feeling about these hires at general manager and now with Saleh as coach? And specifically, you know, what have they done to come in and try and change the culture?
You know, I hate throwing that terminology out there until you actually see it. And you've seen it now, obviously, with Tom Thibodeau and the Knicks. But I will tell you this, guys. This is the most excited Jet fans have been about a head coach in a long, long time. Todd Bowles was a very uninspiring hire. Adam Gase, don't get me started. It was 2 years of just absolute debauchery. It was an embarrassment and a disgrace of epic proportions. Robert Saleh is going to be a leader of men. Can he be a top-notch NFL head coach? I have no idea. You never know with a coordinator. Some coordinators I thought were going to be Stone Cold locks as head coaches. They stunk. Other guys, I was not so sold that they were going to be great head coaches, and they have made their mark on the league. So you got to see what that guy is going to do now that he's running a roster 1 through 53. But I think the personality of Robert Saleh and the sort of go-get-it type of attitude that he brings to the table is something this franchise has desperately lacked for a long period of time. And, guys, Joe Douglas, at the very least, it seems like he's valuing draft picks. The Jets are loaded this year in the draft. And if you're going to get good in the NFL, it's no secret. You got to be able to nail picks on draft day. You cannot build a team in free agency and think that's your avenue of right. going and winning a Super Bowl. You got to hit on draft picks. The Jets got a bunch of them now. We'll see what they make of them.
It is a John Jastrzemski, guys. If you're just tuning in, host of New York on The Ringer, joins us here on the WadeFord.com hotline. John, the just to double down on Gase, because we're going to see Sam Darnold, if he can beat Bridgewater out up in Carolina. Do you think he gets a fresh shot and that's a guy that can make it in the NFL, or you saw what you saw in the Jets and that's as good as it gets?
That's a great question. I think the jury's out on Sam Darnold being a top-notch quarterback in the league, and I don't get the sense that he'll ever be, you know, a top five quarterback. But look at Ryan Tannehill, and look at what Ryan Tannehill did after leaving Adam Gase, leaving the Miami Dolphins, going to the Tennessee Titans, where they had a lot more talent around them. Ryan Tannehill, guys, I think it's fair to say he's a top 10, he's a top 12 quarterback in the league. I think if everything went perfectly for Sam Darnold in Carolina, with Robbie Anderson, with Matt Rhule, with Joe Brady, having McCaffrey in the backfield, maybe he could get himself to that top 12, top 15 echelon. I don't think he could ever be any better than that. I think he will be better than what he was with the Jets. But I don't think in like 3 years, guys, we're having this conversation of, holy moly, Sam Darnold's one of the top five quarterbacks in the league. I don't expect that.
I don't either. John Jastrzemski joining us here on Dukes and Bell. New York, New York podcast with The Ringer. All right, as we talk about the Jets and all the things that are wrong with them, what's wrong with the Yankees? Now, I think the Braves should have won two there. We got a great start from Charlie Morton the other night. Didn't happen. But New York's freaking out over this start with the Yankees.
Sorry, look like absolute garbage, guys. And it doesn't matter. They look like absolute garbage. And it doesn't matter if Charlie Morton is a Brave, an Astro, a Tampa Bay Ray, he's going to mow against the Yankees. The bigger problem for the Yankees is that they get mowed by everybody. I mean, I don't care who the pitcher may be, and I know Ian Anderson's good. Don't get me wrong. He's got nasty, nasty stuff, and I think he's going to have a good year. You guys be proud of me, by the way. I have a couple of bucks down on the Braves to win the World Series this year, so I'm hoping that there's a little bit of a turnaround over the next few weeks. But the bottom line with the Yankees is they got to start scoring some runs. They're a team that is built on hitting the long ball. They're not hitting the long ball right now. So a lot of their warts are going to be magnified when you're not hitting the ball out of the ballpark. Chicks dig the long ball, and if the Yankees are going to get back to winning ways, they got to do a lot more of that over the next few weeks.
Yeah, I mean, like, I grew up a Mets fan, so I take a little, you know, a little bit of pleasure watching the Yankees struggle. But that ballpark, I mean, Austin Riley hits a 360-foot home run. I just can't believe that a guy like Stanton and, you know, and Judge just go the other way. You'd think they'd just be raking. But either way, Stanton, by the way, how is Stanton handling the heat? Because Yankee fans are killing him these last two games.
Well, here's the biggest problem with Stanton. The fact that you're on the books for 6 or 7 more years at $30 million, guys, he can't even play the field. You know, and that was the biggest problem with bringing Giancarlo Stanton to the Yankees. He had a great postseason last year. Let's not lose sight of that. He meshed for the Yankees in the play-in wildcard round. He destroyed Tampa Bay and hit 5 home runs in that series. But when you're a guy that can't play the field, you're a flawed superstar, you owed all of this money, and now the Yankees are kind of mindful of their budget. They cost themselves an opportunity to upgrade in other areas when basically they brought in a player in Stanton who is exactly the same as Aaron Judge, except he's not as good, he's not as complete, and he can't play the field. The Yankees, in all of the moves they've made since 2017, the biggest mistake they made, hands down, is tying themselves into that Giancarlo Stanton contract. It is a disaster.
Cashman on the hot seat?
Fellas, I think it depends on what happens at the end of this year. And my take on this has been simple. I thought the Yankees, in a weak American League, because remember, no Dodgers in the AL, no Padres in the AL, no Atlanta Braves in the AL. The AL is weak. I mean, who are we talking about? Tampa, who was Snell and Morton? Chicago White Sox, who don't have Eloy Jimenez, the Rays, the Blue Jays, the Red Sox. It's not a great AL. If the Yankees cannot find their way to the World Series this year, I think they need to make wholesale changes. If that's the GM, if that's the manager, if it's multiple players as a part of this roster, that needs to happen. Because they basically said, guys, we didn't have a great 2020. It was a pandemic year. It was a shortened 60-game season. We're going to run it back. We're going to basically bring back the same team and see what the results are going to be. Well, right now the results are not very good. They're 5 games under 500. They're not in the World Series this year. Yes, I would advocate major change.
John Jastrzemski is with us, guys, from up in New York. If you can't tell, he's from New York. Guys, here on the waitfor.com hotline. So, hey, man.
I'm from the Midwest. I'm from Des Moines, Iowa. What can I tell you?
Yeah, the Midwest of New Dorp, that's Staten Island. Anyway, real quick, what about the Knicks? They're on fire. They're the hottest team. Yeah, the Knicks are the hottest team in the NBA, and we said it earlier. I mean, Julius, holy cow, Randle is on fire. He looks like, I mean, Dr. J meets Xavier McDaniel last night.
Guys, I feel like I'm living in the bizarro world where I'm down in the dumps about the Yankees, and I'm, like, basking in the glory. When it comes to the New York Knickerbockers, nobody saw this coming. Julius Randle has taken his game to another level. And I don't know how anybody can debate Coach of the Year in the NBA. And I'm not trying to be a New York homer in any way. This is a team that had a season total at like 21.5 out in Vegas. Tom Thibodeau currently has the team as one of the four best within the Eastern Conference. They play hard every night. They scratch and claw every night. He's taking guys like Randle and Barrett, and they're different players under his regime. Thibodeau's the Coach of the Year, and I can't say enough good things about what I've seen out of the Knicks. I'm not delusional. They're not winning an NBA championship, but the fact that they are watchable, the fact that they fight, they have taken on the personality of the head coach, and it's incredibly refreshing.
Yeah, we said it. They play hard. We saw it last night. They're going to be dangerous in the playoffs. They're going to be dangerous. John, we appreciate the time today, man. Great stuff. Check him out and check out New York, New York, the podcast on The Ringer. We'll talk to you soon, man.
I love your New York accents, guys. You guys are doing a phenomenal job. Thank you.
Thank you. See, this is what happens when you live in the South, Carl, more than half of your adult life now. See, it's been beaten out of me. Carl's tell you, the only time you hear my New York accent is when I'm ready to fight somebody. Or we're in Vegas and I'm playing craps. By the way, if you're missing the beginning of the conversation, he says, yes, don't believe anything other than the Jets taking Zach Wilson from BYU with two. It's apparently carved in stone, according to him.
Yeah, that's we were talking about it earlier. The guys in the know, close to the organization, that's you got to take it for what it is. But that doesn't mean that we know what the Falcons are doing. We're going to talk more about that coming up at 5 o'clock. What do you got coming up in Guy Talk, Mike?
Oh, I'll tell you what. If you're like you and me, buddy, we need to lose a few LBs. How about the best way to get in shape, Carl? They finally made a suit we can fit into to look good on the beach. Also, guys, a dude honors his dad by rolling a 300 with his ashes inside the bowling ball. I'll explain. Yeah, man, on a Thursday here in Paradise, on a perfect day in the A, brought to you by our buddies at Hoots Wings, Chicken Wings, and other things, Carl. Three locations around Metro Atlanta. They got our Hey Man Ale. I haven't found out definitively if they've got our Hey Man Ale watermelon lime, but if they do, that'd be awesome, too. Get some chicken wings, guys. They got thousands of different flavor varieties. They got fried pickles to buffalo shrimp. Get on and go to HootsWings.com. All right, buddy, speaking of eating Hoots and eating wings and everything else, I could use to lose some LBs. We joked around yesterday about working from home and how we both put on our COVID-19 to 25 pounds.
No doubt.
Here's a great way to look in shape at the beach. I just tweeted the image at Mike Bell, ATL. Carl, they're now selling in China on an e-bazaar hyper-realistic muscle suits that make people look ripped without leaving the sofa. For just north of $100, you can get yourself a six-pack. It slips right over your normal body.
Stop it.
And it looks pretty realistic.
It's a fake six-pack you're putting over your belly?
You're gonna have a great chest. And again, from the nipples up, I'm fine. It's just from everything else again, where it goes south. Super realistic muscle suit makes you look like you're all swole for the beach. You're waxing your chest. I mean, there's no hair on it. But anyway, if you want to check it out, go to Mike Bell ATL and see if that's up your alley.
Wow. I know that. So is it cosmetic enough that you would notice?
Well, they got a picture of a dude wearing it, and yeah, there's actually like fake vascularity, you know, and all this. So if you're into shaving your arms, you know, you can go do this, Carl. It's a good look, and okay. You can go to the beach, and maybe at least from a distance, you'll look like you've got it all going on.
Yeah. I got to check it out. I'm going to go check this picture out and see what it looks like.
I'll reset the next story, and you go look at this, and I want to get your reaction.
Okay.
Mike Bell, ATL, all right?
I want to check it out.
All right. While you do that, I don't know about you guys bowling. By the way, when's the last time you went bowling?
Oh, good question. You know what? Before the pandemic, I'll tell you that.
Right.
Because
Stars and Strikes.
Are you serious, Mike?
I knew you'd laugh at that.
That's hilarious.
I'm just saying.
Is it coming brown?
I was going to say, I would presume if they know what they're doing about marketing, that they will make other shades other than Caucasian for this deal. Again, not to mention if you're on the beach, you want to have some kind of a tan going with this thing.
This thing has muscles I've never seen.
Yeah, well, you're going to look way too swole. It's like the 8-pack with the stuff on the side. And muscles I haven't seen on my body since I was 15.
That's funny, though, man. I mean, look, if you've got the body for it, yeah, I wouldn't mind putting this on.
So, now, again, you got to wear, where the neck meets, where the suit ends and your actual neck would begin is going to be the hard part. But otherwise, pretty funny.
That is hilarious. Go check it out. All right, that's great. When I looked at it, I'm like, okay, does it come in brown? That's all I'm
amazing about. Things are doing with rubber and plastics these days. All right, a dude honors his dad by rolling a 300 with his ashes inside the bowling ball.
Oh.
Now, you and I love the Big Lebowski. No, but you and I love the Big Lebowski. I'm surprised that Jeff and Walter did not honor Donnie this way. Remember they tried to spread his ashes across the Pacific and all the ashes blew back on Jeff Bridges? Anyway.
But I was going to say, last time we were at the bowling alley, we were
Stars and Strikes.
That's right. That's right. And as a matter of fact, they had the Big Lebowski up as part of our Hey Man right. promotion thing.
That's
that
right.
Going on.
Chris, our engineer, do you bowl at all? Any good rolling?
I would say I'm handsomely average at bowling.
Okay. No, your predecessor, again, Craig, that we, he had three balls. He was the guy who showed up with, like, that stuff, you know, like the three, like the bag and all that. I mean, yeah,
he was a ringer.
He was a ringer.
That's a real DB move, honestly. It really is.
As we told Craig, it was at the time, Carl, to be honest.
It was.
Craig's really probably was. He's probably out in the Bay Area listening right now. But anyway, yeah. He did bring the bag. But anyway, let me tell you about the story. John Hinkle Jr., who's the son of John Hinkle Sr., that's his dad. Well, the junior is a two-time NCAA bowling champion, and he decided to play a role on April 12th. He used a ball that had been custom-made with the ashes of his late father, who was a Western Illinois University bowler. The kid was a bowler. His dad was a bowling professional. But the kid went to Western Illinois where he was a national champion, apparently. Pretty good. Because he doesn't use all the holes, Carl. He kind of does the two-hand throwing thing, which I don't understand. You know when people throw the ball kind of with two hands?
Yeah, yeah.
So they put his father's ashes, I guess, in the third hole not being used. Oh, this could get sideways. And then they taped it over or something. And then he goes and honors his dad, rolls, and guess what? He rolls a 300.
That's impressive. I mean, honestly, it is. I would have just been more afraid about, you know, like the ashes getting out. No, well, just, you know, all well, that, man.
Apparently, I mean, they sealed it. You know, it's all good there. But his brother apparently said that, you know, a great emotional moment and had tears in my eyes in the 11th and 12th frame. Couldn't tell you where that last ball went. Just tears were flowing. But his dad, through him, Carl, rolled a 300. His father rolled a 298 once and a 299, but never reached perfection in bowling.
Wow.
And his son did.
It's a cool story. The whole ashes thing. You cool with that?
Well, you know, my dad's ashes are at Citi Field. We got my dad's ashes at my dad's ashes are at Shea Stadium. Well, they were at Shea Stadium.
The old Shea. Yeah.
Yeah, my dad's ashes are in, well, whatever had turned into the Meadowlands, his ashes were there too. We sprinkled some discreetly during the games after he passed away in 1992.
Yeah. I think that's cool. I mean, honestly, my friends and I have talked about this, like the things we love to do. You like, you know, you get to that point, you're having that deep conversation while you're drinking or whatever. What are you going to do? And you go, well, spread my ashes over. And so, you know, if it's something that you love and your family knew that, I think that's awesome. And you and your dad, they had that connection.
Right.
But I don't know. I mean, the bowling thing. And again, they honored him, and he did roll 300. So I can't be mad at him.
Articles at thenewyorkpost.com if you want to check that out. All right. Speaking of scores, did we make any loot today on Wall Street? Closing bell brought to you by Alliance Tax Solutions. If you're getting jammed up by the IRS, again, we've all been there. Well, not all of you, but I've been there. Let the guys at Alliance fix you and get you right. The folks over there do a fantastic job. AllianceTaxSolutions.com. Pre-day on Wall Street. They're talking about capital gains tax hike. That's what the president's talking about, and Wall Street did not like to hear that. Dow Jones is down 320. S&P 500 is down 38. NASDAQ down 131. So that's not good. Okay. Birthdays today. Oh, man. I think we found our game winner for tonight. It's okay. Jack Nicholson's birthday today. He's 84.
Oh, wow.
Do you have a favorite Jack Nicholson movie off the top of your head?
Yeah, absolutely. And it's what's crazy is, Mike, now that you got me thinking, Jack hadn't done anything in a while, has he?
No, he's been laying low. I mean, supporting roles. I mean, as is his want to do. But, yeah, Jack, and we'll throw that out. Write that down, Chris, so I don't forget about
it
for 640.
Yeah.
Hey, Peter Frampton is 70, if you feel like I feel. Marshawn Lynch turns 35 today.
Take care of your mental.
Take care of your chicken. Old blast from the past from my season tickets to the Miami Heat. Bimbo Coles is 53 today. Jimmy Key is 60. Remember that old ESPN promo about the announcer? Remember they were doing the funny ones back in the 90s?
Yeah.
And it was the one about an ESPN announcer. They took him right out of high school, and he peaked too soon. And they had him doing SportsCenter with and he's like, Jimmy Key for the Yankees tonight. What is he, like 60? Well, he actually is 60 today.
He is attempting to
Jimmy
come
Key,
back.
Jimmy Key, what's he like, 45? I can hit him.
I mean, it's a different game in here.
Jack.
That's one of my favorite ESPN promos. Thanks, Chris, for finding that. Also, speaking of childhood, so many days watching some bad Knicks teams. Spencer Haywood, U.S. Olympic gold medalist in 72,
wow.
And Knickerbocker. A lot of famous folks passed away, Carl, born on this day. Muhammad, as in, like, the Muhammad. Vladimir Lenin, Robert Oppenheimer, and on the positive side, Glenn Campbell and Betty Page. There you have it, buddy. There's your guy talk.
We're going to hear what the experts think next. On Dukes and Bell.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, football fans, the NFL Draft is almost here, and the free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. Audacy. Download it today.